There are many people who want to know what their purpose is in life. Why do they exist? Well, I've developed a home study course called Positioning the Floor and Your God-Given Purpose. And you'll learn what does God-given purpose mean, what are spiritual gifts. You'll be able to explore and determine your God-given gifts and explore your passions and personality and how to use the greatness that God has deposited in you for God's glory. And you get a free bonus, which is a spiritual gifts test that you can actually take and score to find out specifically what your gifts are. And you can get the home study course by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. And it's only $45. Again, you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. I know without a doubt, it's going to help you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. Today, the message is entitled, The God of Possibility. Matthew 19:26 says, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Possible means capable of existing, being true, being accomplished, being used for a particular purpose. You know, there are many benefits to trusting God and putting our faith in His Word. As we continue to feast on the Word, it penetrates our hearts and minds, renewing them, and thereby changing our thoughts and attitudes. The more we feast on the Word, the quicker the limits we place on God will be removed. Limits that have been implanted through unbelief, doubt, and worry, believing what others say about God, the indoctrinalization by parents and other persons of influence, and walking according to our own imagination and feelings. God wants us to remove the limits because as we place limits on His ability to fulfill His promises, we correspondingly place limits on our receiving the fullness of our blessings and our ability to fulfill our God-given purpose. When we remove the limits through reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God, we can soar like an eagle through the sky. We can know with assurance through the most difficult circumstances that God is able to do the impossible. Psalm 91:4 says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And Proverbs 3:5-7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." And Psalm 27-8 says, "Some trust in and boast of chariots and some of horses, but we will trust in and boast of the name of the Lord our God. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright." So when we trust God, we are in a position, a risen position, and we constantly move forward. We're constantly lifted up. By trusting God, we receive strength mightier than the rock of Gibraltar. We receive joy that is everlasting through God's everlasting presence. We receive our heart's desire pursuant to God's will. We receive blessings to be a blessing. We receive a crown of pure gold representing the purity of our heart, mind, and soul. We receive long life, and we receive splendor and majesty. When we trust in God unreservedly, without an ounce of doubt, we place ourselves in a risen position and remain there. However, once doubt creeps in, we immediately begin to fall away. Our faith begins to weaken, and we begin to lose sight of God and his purposes for our lives. We must stay focused and remove the limits in our lives. We must stay focused and remove the limits in our lives. Trust in the source and not the resource. Jesus Christ is the source for all your needs. Your need for love, comfort, encouragement, health, wealth, and prosperity. He will liberally supply all of your needs. That is, he will supply far more than what you need. However, you must have faith in the Word of God. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13 through the Amplified Version says, "But my God shall supply all your need, fill to the full your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Let's face it, men and women will fail you. They will not always be there when you need them. Some are never there when you need them. But God, the Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Asani, will always be there when you need him. God is always there when you need him. God is always there when you don't think you need him. Psalm 91:15 says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." I wrote a poem entitled "Trust in Me," and it goes like this. "Trust in me with all of your heart. Trust in me and you will never fall apart. Acknowledge me in all of your ways and you will have sweet peace all of your days. I am the truth and the way. Stand and obey my word and you won't stray. Trust in me with all of your mind and spiritual treasures of wisdom and revelation you will find." Let me ask you some questions. When your relationship decomposes, who will love you? When you lose your mom and dad, brother or sister, who will comfort you? When you're discouraged, who will encourage you? When you're sick, who will heal you? When you're poor and need money, who will give you the power to get wealth? When you're in despair and defeated, who will raise you up? The answer to all these questions is God. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And he wants you to have an abundant life filled with love, joy, and peace. You know, John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." So set your mind on God and his promises and meditate on them day and night. And apply them. And you will experience a life of prosperity and good success. As a matter of fact, Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So you see, when you trust God, when you read, study, and meditate on the Word of God and apply it in your life, success is guaranteed. Failure is not an option. So I challenge you to trust the source, God, for all of your needs. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, You Are God's Masterpiece. And I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.